بسم الأب والابن والروح القدس الله الواحد تحل علينا نعمته وبركته من الآن وكل أوان وإلى دهر الدهرين أمين. اليوم 30 من شهر أمشير المبارك أحسن الله انقضاءه وعاد علينا وعليكم ونحن أنتم مغفور الخطايا الزلات والأثام والسيئات من قبل مراحم الرب أباء أخوتي أمين. Today on this day we celebrate the commemoration of the appearance of the head of St. John the Baptist. Herod commanded his head to be cut off and brought on a platter and given to Herodia according to her request. It was said that after the feast, he regretted the slaying of St. John, so he kept the head in his house. Aretas, the Arabic king, Herod's father-in-law, Aretas, the Arabic king, Herod's father-in-law, was enraged because Herod banished his daughter and married the wife of his brother while his brother was still alive. Aretas instigated a war against Herod in a revenge for his daughter. He overcame Herod, dispersed his army, and destroyed the cities of Galilee. When Tiberius Caesar learned that the reason for these wars was the slaying of a prophet who was great among his people by Herod, who banished his wife, the daughter of Aretas, the Arabian king, and married his brother's wife, he summoned Herod and Herodias to Rome. Herod hid the head of St. John in his palace and went to Rome. When he arrived there, Tiberius removed him from his position and stripped him of all his possessions and exiled him to Spain, where he died. Herod's palace was ruined and became an example for those who might think of following in his footsteps. A few years later, two believing men from Homs went to Jerusalem to spend the holy fast, Holy Lent, yani, there. Night fell on them while passing by the ruins of Herod's palace, so they spent the night there. St. John appeared to one of them and told him about his name and the whereabouts of his head and ordered him to take it to his house. When he woke up, the man told this to his friend and they went to the palace where the head was buried. They dug and found a sealed pottery vessel. When they opened that vessel, a sweet aroma spread out of it. They found the holy head, took its blessings and placed it back in the vessel. The man that saw the vision took it to his house. He put it in a safe place and put a candle in front of it. Before his departure, he told his sister about it, and she went on doing the same thing. The head was handed from one person to another until it came to the hand of a follower of Arius, who attributed the wonders and miracles that happened through the holy head to the heresy of Arius. The Lord commanded someone to force him out of his house. The place of the head remained unknown until the time of St. Cyril, Bishop of Jerusalem. St. John appeared to Amba Martianus, Bishop of Homs, in his sleep and told him about the place of the head. He went there and found the head, and that was on the 30th of the month of Amshir. May his prayers be with us. Amen. On this day, also of the year 1687 of the martyrs, March 9th, 1971, Anno Domini, the holy and righteous Father Ambacchirello VI, the 116th Pope of Alexandria, departed. He was born in the city of Damanhur to godly and righteous parents. His name was Azir Yusuf Atta. The Igumen Tedros El Baramusi, an elder monk, used to frequently visit them. He foretold his monastic life. When he grew, he practiced the monastic life in home, preserving in studying the holy book, church subjects, its rituals and hymns. In July 1927, he went to the monastery of El Baramus, where he became a monk by the name of Min Al Baramusi. He chose this name because of his great love to his patron, Saint Mary Mina, the wonder worker. On July 18, 1931, he was ordained a priest. He joined the seminary of Helwan. When he heard that Pope Ioannis, the 113th patriarch, intended to ordain him a bishop, he fled to Upper Egypt and stayed in St. Shenouda Monastery in Sohag. He returned later on and met the patriarch, who agreed to his request of solitary life and assigned a pious monk, Higumen Abdel Messih El Baramusi, to be his spiritual guide. Then he lived in a cave 1 hour walking distance from the monastery. He came to the monastery Saturday night to take care of the elder monks and to attend Vespers and the Sunday liturgy to partake of the holy mysteries. Early in 1936, he lived in a deserted mill on El Mu'attam Mount in Old Cairo, where he diligently held a daily liturgy. In 1941, he was assigned to be the abbot of Amba Samuel, the Confessor Monastery in El Kalamun Mount. He renovated the monastery, the church, and built new cells for the monks. The church was consecrated by the late Bishop Amba Athanasius of Beni Suif, who gave him the rank of Igumen. In 1947, he returned to Old Cairo, where he built a church after the name of Saint Mina. In that church, several pious monks became his disciples. Many of them later on became bishops of the church. Because of his perpetual prayers and strong faith, he healed the sick, cast out evil spirits, and solved many problems for his visitors. When Pope Eusebius II departed, and after the long process of nominations, the elections were concluded, and an altar lot was drawn, the anchorite Higumen Min Al Baramusi was chosen to be the 116th Pope of Alexandria. His consecration took place on Sunday, May 10, 1959, as Pope Kirillo VI. In June 28, 1957, His Holiness consecrated the Patriarch Catholicos for the Ethiopian Church to strengthen the ties between the sister churches. In November 1959, Pope Kirillo put the foundation stone of the monastery of the martyr Marimina, the wonder worker, in the wilderness of Mariut, and relocated his pure relics to it. In 1967, Pope Kirillos compounded the Holy Mairun, which was a historical occasion, since this was only done 26 times in the history of the Coptic Church. In April 2, 1968, the Immaculate Mother of God, St. Mary, was transfigured on the domes of her church in Zeltun. In June 1968, Pope Kyrillus received the relics of St. Mark after sojourning away from Egypt for close to 11 centuries. He led it to rest in the reliquary specially built under the altar of the great cathedral of St. Mark, which Pope Kyrillus built in the area of Amberwez, Fil Abbasiyya. This cathedral was inaugurated in a magnificent celebration attended by the then President Abdel Nasser, Gamal Abdel Nasser, and the late Emperor Haile Selassie, and delegates from churches all over the world. Pope Kyrillus never forgot that he is the poor monk, Mina, the anchorite. يوم من الأيام تلميذه كان اسمه سليمان قبل ما يبقى أبونا رفائيل دخل عليه في الأوضة بتاعته لقاه بيرفي شراب من شراباته. قال له معقول يا سيدنا ترفي شرابك ده أي ده نجيب لك دستة شرابات تلبسها؟ قال له يا ابني أنا أقدر ألبس الشراب ده تاني، لكن في ناس فقراء كتير قوي محتاجين الفلوس اللي ممكن أشتري بيها الشراب ده، وبعدين أنا أولا وأخيرا راهب، حتى لو بقيت بترك أنا برضو ستيل مونك. His food was very simple. Many days he would subsist on a meal of dry bread, salt and cumin after the late divine liturgies, which concluded in the evening. لو شفتوا الأوضة بتاعت البابا كيرلس مش هتصدقوا ان الأوضة دي ممكن تكون أوضة بطرك. لا يمكن. أنا تباركت طبعا بركة لا أستحقها إني شفته. He was diligent in singing midnight praise daily. His daily liturgy was serene and profound. God has accorded this pure father the gift of working great miracles even after his departure. When God wanted to give him rest from the afflictions of this present age, he had a brief illness. And on the day of his departure, he received a number of his children. He raised the cross and said, "May the Lord arrange your affairs." Then he delivered this pure soul into the hands of God, whom he served and loved. On November 25th, 1972, his pure relics were relocated to the monastery of San Marimina at Mariut, according to his handwritten will. On the day of the relocation of his relics, heaven honored him, for the sky thundered and rain came down in such a way that had never been seen before. The blessing of the prayers of this Holy Father be with us all, and glory be to God, be to our God forever. Amen. Oh,
Ma so